You are listening to the WGXE Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, September 29th. I'm Alana Medlock, sitting in for Phil Grant. Greg Hudson is reporting in the Daily Mail a water conservation advisory has been issued for residents and water customers in the village of Catskill. The notice was issued after officials noticed the village's primary water source was running low. Quote, "This is just a warning to say that our reservoir is at 30%, Catskill Village President Heather Bagshaw said Wednesday, September 28th. Bagshaw said the reservoir's low water base, coupled with the unusually dry summer, could lead to a water emergency if the area does not receive more rain. The Village Department of Public Works is urging residents to take voluntary measures to reduce water consumption. To conserve water, the State Department of Environmental Conservation suggests turning off the faucet while shaving or brushing teeth, repairing dripping and leaking faucets and toilets, washing only full loads of dishes and laundry, and taking shorter showers or filling the bathtub only part way. In July, the state was placed under a drought watch by the DEC. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. Tim Blydenberg is reporting in the Times Union. Governor Andrew Cuomo's office Wednesday, September 28th, released a list of 22 sites recommended statewide by the New York State Board for Historic Preservation to the State and National Registers of Historic Places. The list included the Cornwall Cemetery in Cornwallville, Greene County, the International Shirt and Collar Company Building in Troy, Rensselaer County, and the Poughkeepsie and Connecticut Stanfordville Station in Stanfordville, Dutchess County. Once the recommendations are approved, the properties are listed on the New York State Register of Historic Places. They are then nominated to the National Register of Historic Places, where they will be entered if approved. Read the full story in the Times Union. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capitol Confidential. State Senator George Amador's representative said Wednesday, September 28th, the senator does not plan to return campaign cash received to date from prominent Albany developer Joe Nicola, despite his role in a state political scandal. Nicola is facing state bid rigging charges, along with now suspended SUNY Polytechnic Institute president and CEO Elaine Caloyeros. Democratic 46th Senate District candidate Sarah Nicoli's campaign has called on Republican Amador to return more than $30,000 in Nicola donations received by his campaign since 2012. Nicoli said in a statement released Wednesday, quote, "Not only was George hand-picked to run for the Senate by convicted felon Dean Skelos, he was even drawn his own special district and lavished with millions of dollars from downstate party bosses. The Nicola donations are simply the latest example of Senator Amador being funded by corrupt special interests, and I urge George to do the right thing and return these tainted dollars," end quote. Amador campaign spokesperson Eileen Miller responded immediately saying it is, quote, "absurd to question the senator's integrity after he was among the first to call on Skelos, the convicted former Senate Republican majority leader, to step down." Governor Andrew Cuomo's campaign this week announced it will quarantine approximately $177,000 in donations received from contributors who have been charged in federal court with bribery and corruption. That sum included $11,000 donated by Nicola, although he has not been charged by federal prosecutors. Read the full story at Capitol Confidential. The Daily Star, in an editorial, reports that the Oneonta and Cooperstown Leagues of Women Voters will not host a debate between local congressional candidates this year for the first time in many campaign cycles, and they are blaming Democrat Zephyr Teachout. The paper says Republican John Faso reluctantly agreed to debate his opponent in the 19th Congressional District, but, quote, "based on our sources, Teachout would not sign up. Quote, due to scheduling limits and the sprawling nature of the district, the campaign has encouraged debate organizers to team up to maximize exposure and ensure that as many people as possible can view the debates," end quote, a press release from the Teachout campaign said. Quote, "we fully respect the League of Women Voters' choice not to do so," end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Star. Tim Tulloch reports in the Altamont Enterprise that plans for an astronomical observatory in Bern in southern Albany County are now before the town board and the Switzkill Farm Board. The proposed $1.25 million Helderberg Earth and Sky Observatory on East Hill would include a double-domed building housing two telescopes surrounded by a, quote, "large wraparound observation deck." There would be educational exhibits, landscaped grounds with sundials, and, quote, "standing stones marking celestial events, nighttime stargazing for the general public, and a, quote, one-of-a-kind real-time cosmic ray display chamber." While currently there is no commitment of funding from any source, Helderberg Earth and Sky Observatory Planning Committee Chairman Ron Barnell says a combination of state, federal, and private foundation money, private donations, and university partnerships will pay for the project, which would be the third observatory in New York State. The group notes that the burned sky rates a 3 on the Bortle scale of darkness, allowing the summer Milky Way to be visible. Read the full story in the Altamont Enterprise. Brian Tumulty and Sean Lahman report in the Poughkeepsie Journal that in Dutchess and Ulster counties, Hillary Clinton is raising far more money than Donald Trump in the presidential campaign. In Dutchess County, 1,349 residents gave the Clinton campaign $203,715 through the end of July, and 254 gave $24,531 to Trump. In Ulster County, 1,307 residents gave $115,753 to Clinton, with 154 giving Trump $10,575. A Rhinebeck zip code gave Clinton the most, and Poughkeepsie zip code 12603 was Trump's best region. Trump owns Trump National Golf Club, Hudson Valley, in Stormville in Dutchess County, and Clinton's daughter, Chelsea Clinton, was married in Rhinebeck. Read the full story in the Poughkeepsie Journal. Aaron Besecker and Thomas J. Prohaska report for the Buffalo News and Syracuse.com that New York State's highways and roads rank 45th in the United States, according to a libertarian think tank. Reason Foundation's 22nd annual highway report has New York the 6th worst in the country for highway performance and cost effectiveness. In July, legislators approved a 5-year plan to spend $27.1 billion over 5 years on Department of Transportation or Thruway Authority's 2,400 projects. Local governments are also getting $3.4 billion in aid for road and bridge repairs through 2020. Quote, budgets always seem to stay the same. No one wants to see an increase, but the materials and the labor keep going up, end quote, David J. Miller, Town of Lockport Highway Superintendent, said. Read the full story at Syracuse.com. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany forecasts a slight chance of showers between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m., cloudy with a high near 66. Thursday night, a slight chance of showers after 3 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 49. The Friday forecast includes likely showers mainly after 2 p.m., cloudy with a high near 63. Friday night, a chance of showers, cloudy with a low around 51. On Saturday, a chance of showers, cloudy with a high near 61. Chance of showers continues Saturday night with a low around 54. Sunrise today was at 6:51 a.m., with sunset at 6:38 p.m., giving us 11 hours and 47 minutes of daylight. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, September 29th. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.